said Tuesday her country would take a peace plan to the United Nations meeting in February. President Volodymyr Zelensky has been promoting his 10-point peace plan, which he first announced in November, discussing it with U.S. President Joe Biden, among others, and urging world leaders to hold a global peace summit based on it. At a panel discussion held at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Zvirodenko said they would use the February UN meeting to seek international backing for the plan.
So it means that we would like to participate in the implementation of this peaceful formula as much countries as it possible. For all those countries that are searching for a peace for Ukraine and are able to participate. Because some, for example, agri, food security, everybody understands that it's a very practical issue. And it's about blocking of the seaports, it's about transportation routes, about warehouses. So that's why we think that it's 10 very obvious steps that can bring peace.
The plan envisions the withdrawal of Russian troops from Ukraine's internationally recognized territory, which would mean Russia giving up both the four regions it claims to have annexed and Crimea, which it seized in 2014. The Kremlin has repeatedly said it's open to peace talks with Ukraine, but sees no willingness to negotiate on the part of Kyiv. Ukraine's First Lady scolded world leaders and corporate executives at the World Economic Forum in Davos for not all using their influence at a time when Russia's invasion leaves children dying and a world struggling with food insecurity. At the anniversary of the Ukraine war nears, Olena Zelenska said Tuesday, parents are in tears watching doctors trying to save their children. Farmers are afraid to go back to their fields filled with explosive mines, and we cannot allow a new Chernobyl to happen. This is VOA News. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Tuesday she supports listing Iran's Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist organization based on the security forces' disregard for human rights in response to anti-government protests in the country. Relations between the European Union member states and Iran have deteriorated as the bloc became increasingly critical of the regime's continued violent crackdown on protesters, including executions. Speaking to reporters on the sidelines of the World Economic Conference in Davos, Switzerland, von der Leyen did not hold back in her criticism of Iran.
The action of the Iran regime are atrocious and horrible, and they are trampling fundamental human rights with their feet. So it is unbelievable what we are seeing, what is happening in Iran, and there needs a very strong message and a very strong reaction.
Designated the Revolutionary Guard as a terrorist group would mean that it would become a criminal offense to belong to the group, attend its meetings, and carry its logo in public. The United Nations Children Fund, UNICEF, is warning some 4 million children living near contaminated and stagnant waters in flood-affected districts of Pakistan are fighting for survival. VOA Elisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Acute malnutrition, and another 6 million from stunting before last year's disastrous floods struck Pakistan. The UNICEF representative in Pakistan, Abdullah Fadil, says the situation has likely worsened since then, putting many children at risk of dying. He says 4 million children are facing a bitterly cold winter without heat and warm protective clothing. Pakistan faces some of the world's highest neonatal deaths. The World Health Organization reports sub-Saharan Africa has the highest newborn mortality rate, followed by Central and Southern Asia. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Flags from Russia and Belarus have been banned from the Australian Open tennis tournament. Organizers of the tournament, Tennis Australia, announced the ban in a statement Tuesday, a day after a Russian flag was seen in the crowd during a first-round match between Ukrainian Katerina Bandel and Russian Kamila Rakhimova. The sight of the Russian flag prompted Ukraine's ambassador to Australia, Vasil Merezhenko, and New Zealand to condemn its presence during the tournament. Tennis Australia said that its initial policy was to allow fans to bring flags into the matches, but could not use them to cause a disruption. In the southwestern U.S. state of New Mexico, a failed Republican candidate for the U.S. Congress, authorities say was angry over his defeat and made baseless claims about last November's election being rigged, has been arrested in connection with a series of drive-by shootings in the state. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Music and more. VOA. One more.